Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, it was me.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling I had misplaced my pin. I forgot my pin number, and I was trying to call in my unemployment.
Okay.
But I can't remember my pin number, so I want to change it.
Yes, sir. You were having pin issues. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I could be able to assist you with that. But first, can I please have your Social Security number so I can be able to look on your account for you?
Okay. It's 420-965078.
Okay. That's going to be 420-965078. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Yes, my date of birth is 10/24/1959. And my mother's maiden name is Uber Mae Jones.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you want to go ahead and reopen your claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, most definitely I can be able to assist you with that. Have your name changed?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
2. But I went back and got a GED.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your driver's license state?
Vernon Allison. The number?
No, sir. What is your driver's license state?
Alabama.
Okay. And can you verify your driver's license number?
6026111.
Okay. Thank you. Did you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
The benefit card.
Yes, sir. Now, if you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days.
All right.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, it's 6208 Maywick Street. Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Okay, thank you. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
I hadn't filed in years.
Okay, is that going to be no?
When the last time I filed?
Yes, sir. Has your address had changed since the last time you had filed?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number?
Yes, 256-944-1250.
Thank you. And do you have an email address?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what is that email?
Okay. VernonAllison12@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be VernonAllison12@gmail.com. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And your mailing address is 6208 Maywick Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other filing professional license have you ever held? Is it allergy, immunology? Is it licensed social worker? Is it MD? Is it orthopedic? Is it ophthalmology? Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Which other filing vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is it a 2001 Oldsmobile Bravo? It's a 2003 Mercedes-Benz C-Class. It's a 2006 Mercury Montego. It's a 2008 Audi A4, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Automobile.
Okay, you said none of it?
No, I said Oldsmobile.
Okay, Oldsmobile. Thank you so much. Based on your background, in what city is 1880 County Road 74? Is it Florence? Is it Pelham? Is it Roque? Is it Smith Station? Or have never been associated with this address?
Never been associated with.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Madison? Is it Harvest? Is it Vestavia? Is it Enterprise? Or is it none of the above?
Harvest.
Okay, thank you. Which other foreign corporation have you ever been associated with? Is it Action Safety Supply? Is it Dane Corporation? Is it Northwest Jackson Soccer League? Is it Physical Facilities? Or is it none of the above?
Physical Facilities.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
What was the question?
Yes, sir. Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Unemployment Assistance.
Okay, are you filing for that? Which is Disaster Unemployment Assistance dealing with a storm?
No, I'm filing for Mojango. That storm.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
I filed last week.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that, sir? I do apologize.
That's okay. Last week was the last time I filed. Last Sunday.
Okay. And you said that's going to be no?
No, I filed last Sunday.
Okay. Yes, sir. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And when was the last day you worked?
About December 27th and 28th.
Okay, you say December the 27th. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
Has your phone number? I'm sorry.
All right. See you later.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 256-944. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Has you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring home?
No.
Did your plug get your definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. What is your job title and description?
Cook.
I'm sorry?
I'm a cook.
Okay, you say a cook. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Were you preparing seasoning, cooked soups, meats, vegetables, desserts, or other foodstuffs in restaurant? Is that the correct one?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the name of your employer?
No, dang it, your stand.
Okay, is it called New Generation Foods, LLC?
Yes, sir. New Generation Foods.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
What is
your employer phone number? I'm sorry. Did you want me to look it up for you? Okay. Okay, where is it located at? I'm sorry, I can't barely understand what you're saying. I do apologize.
In which North Parkway?
Okay, can you repeat that? I do apologize, sir.
Okay, did you hear me?
No, sir, I do apologize.
No, okay, I said Winchester Road and North Memorial Parkway.
Okay, what city and state?
City is Huntsville, State, Alabama. The phone number is 256-852-5700. Yes.
Okay, that's 256-852-5700. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your employment start date?
March or April the 4th. Sorry.
Okay, you said that's... Okay, you said that's going to be April. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that going to be April, like the beginning or the middle or the end?
That's the first week of April.
Okay, would the 5th be okay?
Yeah, it'd be good.
Okay, what year is that going to be?
I'm sorry?
Okay, what year?
2021.
And when was the last day you worked?
About December 27th to 28th of last year.
What city and state the work was performed in?
The city and state was Huntsville, State, Alabama.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
My last employment.
Why are you no longer working?
Well, she told me that she owns the building. So she said she owns the building. So she said, send me home and she wanted me to work and she waited for me to work. And I went a couple of days back. You know, trying to get back to work, and she wouldn't let me come back.
Okay, have you been discharged?
She said I haven't been fired, though. I haven't been working since I left. Because I went a couple of days. She sent me back both days, sent me back home.
Okay. Could you say that's a lack of work, or have you been discharged, or did you quit?
Lack of work.
Yes, sir. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Did you want like 10% coming out your weekly benefit check, sir, every day? Well, every week for federal income tax.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yeah, let me
Yes, sir.
Let me get the AP in my case.
Okay, the temporary PIN number is
7859. Okay.
Yes, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It only takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/postnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interrupting your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims you count the weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, don't forget to file your weekly certification on Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. You enjoy yours.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh.